This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Before last year's presidential election, University of New Mexico student Joshua Ramirez was paying careful attention to what the candidates were saying about national security and foreign policy. He's a third-generation soldier and a Republican. He's already served a year in Kuwait, and any time through October, he could be called to duty. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco caught up with Ramirez again by phone last week after Trump's announcement that he would double down in Afghanistan and commit 4,000 more troops to the region.
I think I'm pretty on the fence about it. If we pull out, is it really going to mean that we're done and we're not going to be followed by the terrorists? And if we stay in, are we still really going to be able to make a difference and actually stop future terrorist attacks from hitting the U.S. and all over the world?
Do you think you could be called up again to serve?
Definitely. I think it's a possibility, especially, you know, if anything were to take off with North Korea at the same time. I think that the bigger the need is for the military to act and, you know, the more missions that there are, depending on what's going on in Afghanistan, there is a great chance that I will be called back to serve my country.
Your top concern, you said when we spoke before, was protecting the U.S. from terrorism. Is that still at the top of your list?
Oh, definitely. I think that's something that is an ongoing fight, and it's something that we'll probably, in my lifetime, ever achieve, is full protection from terrorist attacks. As you can see, you know, in the news, terrorists are finding new and different ways of, you know, inflicting terror upon people, upon citizens of the earth.
Do you have a hard time personally reconciling any of the things that have happened in our time in Afghanistan? We've been there 16 years. With your own military service?
Right. I think a lot of that is just, it's not black and white. You know, normally whenever we fight or serve another country or we're fighting against another military group, they wear uniforms just like we do. And, you know, they have a sign or a symbol that shows, hey, I'm part of the opposition. I am part of the enemy and I'm here to fight. And the issue with fighting in the Middle East, Afghanistan or Iraq, is that you have a lot of these terrorist groups that hide amongst innocent people. They hide in hospitals and in schools and in temples. And so I feel that, yeah, we've been there for 16 years, but it's like trying to find the needle in the haystack every single time that we're trying to find our enemy and defeat them.
So foreign policy is something you keep tabs on, and you mentioned North Korea before. How do you think President Trump handled tensions with North Korea so far, and how does that affect you?
He definitely has spoken from a lot of emotion instead of being calm, cool, and collected. And I think that less is more. And President Trump is definitely a more kind of guy, which makes people, in my opinion, think less of him. And when you say a whole lot, eventually you have to back that up. That's what concerns me, is the fact that there are a lot of threats going back towards North Korea about what they're doing and how President Trump plans to react to North Korea. And eventually, you know, that bill's going to come and he's going to have to pay. And unfortunately, it's going to be with military action.
Has the shifting political landscape here in the U.S. affected your decisions about what you're going to do next, like whether you're going to continue your military career or whether you're going to look for something else?
They've definitely have been keeping tabs on me, keeping in touch with me being in active ready reserve. I do receive calls and emails periodically asking me if I would consider National Guard or reserves. And my answer has been no. It's still no. And I just graduated from the University of New Mexico this past spring, so my life is just starting, in my opinion, and I definitely don't see myself going back to the military.
It's great talking to you again. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call and the consideration.
That was Army Specialist Joshua Ramirez speaking with KUNM's Marisa DeMarco. Find this story online at KUNM.org.